Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. We know it's all over the news now. I've just seen actually our local news outlets as well. If you see, and I will go to it, News 24 has it. New Yorkers elected Zohran Mamdani as their next mayor, and Democrats won two key state governor races as U.S. voters delivered an early warning to President Donald Trump ahead of 2026's midterms. So this year is the headlines that is there. You will find other headlines as well, and this is saying to you that the first Muslim mayor, the first, I'm sure you've come across it perhaps somewhere, the first Muslim mayor, I've come across it, and this year is disturbing. You want the reference for this year? Vogue Arabia has also mentioned this just 19 minutes ago from this time which I'm speaking to you. Currently it's 25 minutes to 9, and 25 minutes to 9 as I speak to you now, and this is Central African time. The date today is the 14th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 5th of November, 2025. Vogue Arabia, 19 minutes ago, they put this as the headlines. Zohran Mamdani is the first Muslim mayor of New York. Here's everything that you need to know. Well, we're not going to give you what they are saying to you. We're going to give to you what we've been telling you since June, this 2025, since June, we've been telling you, informing you, warning you of all of this year. You can go onto our Spiritual Breakfast channel, and in there we've provided you certain links, and we will just compile all of this for you in the next few minutes so that you can stay alert, stay aware, stay awake, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam. How's everything in South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all is well. What's new in Pakistan?
Nothing new. Weather is still hot, but this morning was very cool. Very cool in the morning. So that's a good sign. It looks like maybe the fall is on its way. It's still going to be 34, 35 in the afternoon, but the morning was very, very cool. MashaAllah. So, alhamdulillah, things are fine.
Alhamdulillah. Now, coming to the real issue. Mamdani, the other day I saw, I think it was on one of the social media platforms, and they were had the title there, Mamdani eats with his hands. So a Muslim, naturally, he eats with his hands. So he may just feel that, you know, check Mamdani, he's not feeling shy, he's eating with his hands. And something of this nature may just draw your attention to think good of him. There was one revert we had on air as well. He had, it was just a few years back, maybe 2 years back. And his name is Mulana Dawood. He's operating there in Canada. And it is in Montreal. So he's there, he's a revert. And I asked him this question. I said, what inspired you? And he said once he went to New York and he went to meet this doctor, Muslim doctor. And the doctor was there, and he wasn't shy. He was eating with his fingers, licking his fingers, and practicing the sunnah. So he said, this revert said, I just found some attachment through that. And here in South Africa, Muftisab, it's like a big thing, because many of our Muslimin, they feel, firstly, they're not supposed to be in the company of the kuffar, whether you're eating or supposed to be away from that. But when they do, it's like we have to now, that's why you shouldn't be. And that's exactly why you shouldn't be, because now you're going to have to lower your standards to meet their standards. And you just have that inferiority complex. That's the main things many suffer from today. So he said that I saw this doctor, and this doctor wasn't shy. He was eating with his fingers. And through that sunnah, I just felt I need to find out more and accept Islam eventually. So this year is what, this is the reality of it. Mamdani with his fingers eating biryani. but there is a lot to it behind the scenes. So, Mufti Saab, you may want to share with us.
Going back to your earlier point about inferiority complex, that ties in with when you ask me how we can do da'wah, how we can spread the message of Islam to the kuffar. Because of this inferiority complex, we don't do this. We don't eat with our fingers in public restaurants. We don't wash our feet when we're doing wuzu by putting our foot in the sink in the bathroom. Okay, to finish our wuzu, we'll wear cotton socks and we'll wipe over the socks and say, okay, this is okay. When according to Hanafi, it is not okay. So if we did act on the sunnah like that brother saw, then yes, more non-Muslims would be interested. When I was working for the government, I was a grade 12 manager. Okay, and I had secretary and I had a budget and things under that. And I would go to the bathroom and I would carry a bottle with me. And people thought that that was my urine sample I was going to do. So no. I explained to them, when I defecate, I have to use water to clean myself. So that was a way of giving dawah. Okay? And there's other ways we can do as Muslims in non-Muslim countries. All right, but we, as you said, we got that inferiority complex. Since we have it, the deen won't spread. Okay, it will continue to spread by Allah's permission, but not because we participated in it. Okay, so now with Mamdani, let's look at Mamdani. Who's his mother? Mother's a Hindu. Okay, Punjabi, Hindu, and from India. Okay, his father's Gujarati. Okay, Muslim. I don't know whether he's Shia or whether he is a Sunni. All right, so they say he's Muslim. Okay, so a Muslim married a Hindu. So is that marriage valid? Yeah, okay. The silence is deafening. So that's his mother and father, okay? Well, we start with that. Now, his mother, she will eat with her hands also. Is she Muslim? No. All right. So it's, as Maulana Desai has been saying for years, eating with knife and fork is a Western way of eating. It's not only the Muslims that eat with their hands in the East, okay? The Hindus eat with their hands in the East. So this eating with hands, you know, that's purely a Western thing. And a Western person brought that up, a Western politician, and said he should be, matter of fact, he said Mamdani should be deported because he doesn't follow our culture. So Muslims defended him by saying that, listen, we eat hamburger, we eat fried chicken, okay, we eat pizza, all with our hands. We don't use knife and fork for that. Here in America, and Americans are doing it. So what are you talking about? So they're making a mountain out of a molehill with this thing. And he's getting a lot of good publicity and support, votes, and money because of this. And that's no big thing to eat with your hands. Because again, his mother, she probably eats with her hands too. The person that made the biryani, his mother and his wife is unknown. His wife is like Indian. His wife might not be Muslim. She is Muslim, yes. His wife is Muslim, but she don't cover. She doesn't even wear a scarf or anything like that. So they all probably eat with their hands, the whole family. All right? They're from Gujarati. Although he was born in Africa. So now the non-Muslim politicians, they attack him with that because on the forms he claims that he's African American. Well, which he is. He's a citizen of Uganda and he was born there. Okay? Although his real roots are Indian. Okay? So that he's been able to use this, the Islamophobia, as they call it, has increased the closer you get to the voting day. Okay, the voting has started in New York, but the actual voting day is the first Tuesday in November. But there is some accelerated voting being done every day. And they've already predicted that he's going to win. Okay, but as he's getting closer, there's more and more attacks of his quote Islam, when really he's a Shia and he's not a Muslim.
Hmm. This is something that is just 2 weeks back. In fact, I was here at the masjid. It was in Fitas, and alhamdulillah, it was a nice atmosphere there. For Jumma, we were there, and as I came out, one brother screamed from the back. And he said, but you never say anything about Iran, how Iran helped Palestine. So I didn't want to make a big noise in the masjid, and that afterwards I sent out a statement to say, why, like explain to general people why you can't, what did Iran actually do? And they just defended themselves. And now when the ceasefire talks came about, which is already violated so many times, and it's inverted commas saying that Hamas violated the ceasefire deals. So anyway, Iran and the Shias, I've seen people you don't expect, they make these statements. And even the uncle that said it to me, he seemed like he was dressed and looked like a normal Muslim, not a Shia or anything of that sort. But we don't do our research properly. And I must say, Mufti Sahib, alhamdulillah, that's what amazes me of yourself. At your age, you're still like active with your research and all of this here. Unfortunately, here in South Africa, not even the youth are active in their research. Like last week at one of the last week's Juma, a youngster came and he said, I didn't know who's about the Haganah that they transformed into the IDF and all of this here. So that's an important fact. And Mufti Sahib, you also told me that you heard the statement that the fuqaha have mentioned, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ بِأَهْلِ زَمَانِهِ فَهُوَ جَائِلٌ. And Qadi Khan has also said a similar statement. Whoever doesn't know the current, what's happening on the ground, then he's a jahil. You can't give answer. If I ask them, if someone says, what's lesbian, and it says, has happened, the Mufti, he doesn't know what's lesbianism. That maybe a few years ago now, I'm sure everyone knows. But probably thought it's some dessert or something. So, Usme, you have to know at least that much to give an answer. When we asked the Mulana ASAP, one of the Muftis, senior Muftis were there, and they asked the question that can we take here?
Already in politics, he's into state level, or just state assembly in New York. And he's put forth legislation to decriminalize prostitution. The mayor before Adams is the current mayor, who has dropped out of the race. And before him, there was a Republican, which is rare in New York to have a Republican mayor. And he moved away from, he tried to not fully decriminalize, but he told the police, don't worry about that too much. There's more important things that we have to worry about with crime. So Mamdani is piggybacking on that. And he feels that that is something that you shouldn't prosecute, and you shouldn't arrest the woman prostitute, and you shouldn't arrest the male who went to the prostitute. Okay, just let him go as it is, and worry more about protecting the women, that they don't get abused and things like this, and just don't worry about that type of activity as being, a profession. Is then let the cops do other things. Basically, that is his thing. It sounds like Muta. He has this, like, the Muta thing. Married for money. So, I don't know. It interests me because he's a Shia, and I wanted to see what the Muslims are saying about this. So one group of Muslims, the Bengalis, in an area where there's a lot of prostitutes, at night you can't walk around unless you see several of them. They're against Mamdani for this. He came to their masjid and they didn't kick him out, but they disagree with him and they're voting for Cuomo. But the reports say that Mamdani's been going to many praying in different masjids, for his mayoral run for mayor. And I haven't read anything from any other Sunni Muslims that are against this stuff. Mm. So he's still leading in the polls, and he has a very good chance, as they say, of being the first Muslim mayor, which is a little bit off. He's not the first Muslim mayor, even if he gets elected. He's not Muslim.
Yes, and the disturbing thing to this is, if we just think about it, let's take Google, for example. If I want to search for something, I have to type in, and depending on whichever search engine we're going to use, like Google or what, the response will be dependent on the creator of it and what they have in mind. And that's why Google has been taken to task and been fined for so many reasons, that those who paid for this particular service, where you come on and you see their results, their organizations comes out first. And this is what other organizations have argued, that only those will come on the first few search engines or search pages. So with regards to this, if you just take law, for example, and you become a mayor of a particular country or a particular place, or president, if you're taking it in that instance, then you have to, of course, subscribe to whatever they tell you. There was one lawyer here in South Africa. He was going to get one of the top positions. And I recall that day in Darul Uloom, we were in seventh year, the final year, and generally when people used to come, we never used to go for the lectures or the talks, or visitors used to come because we had a bigger focus, and that is to finish the kitabs, and there's so much of work to do. So we were like excused. But for this particular lecture or few minutes, there was a sense of urgency. And I even recall Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Saluji, our principal, he came and he told our teacher that they have to come for this particular program. So we were like wondering, there must be some sense of importance here. And then we're sitting and we see it's not even a alim that is sitting there, but it's rather, you can see it's a Muslim, mashallah, sunnah dress, everything. And he was telling us his whole story. And he said that, see, I was going to get this position. And this was my dream to get this position. You're sitting on like one of the highest positions as a judge in South Africa. And he said this was a dream position. And I just had to go for this interview. And then if I was successful, which I was confident I was going to win this, and I would get that position. So he says, I went for the interview. And the whole time I was not deeply inclined, or he says I used to read just my Jumu'ah Salah, and that was the basics. But he says when they asked me this question, it sort of like gave me such a boost of iman that I never got before. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that at that time my iman must wake up and I must be sort of now alert and become a proper Muslim. What was the question that they asked? So he said it was a round table meeting. And there's all these senior people there. And they asked him this question. They said, you are a Muslim. What confidence can you give us that when you take on this position, that you have your lawyer, South African lawyer, and you have your Sharia which you believe in, you have to give us some confidence that you will put the Sharia law one side and you will make sure that you enforce the South African law, even if it goes against your Sharia. You have to give us this confidence and the job is yours. He said, he paused, he froze for a few minutes. He couldn't answer. And all these thoughts, okay, he says, is going through his mind. And he's like, but I'm a Muslim. How can I ever do this? And Allah gave him courage to answer. And he said, I reject this offer. And he walked out of there. And he went back to his hotel room. And he's now, you know, when you make a good decision, but at that time you didn't know if it's good or not. So, but it was for deen, for the pleasure of Allah. So you open the Quran Sharif and you open to those exact verses of the Quran Sharif. Whoever judges into anything besides the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it say, Allah says he's a kafir, a zalim, and all of this. And those verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah, you'll find it there. And he says it was just amazing because he just opened the Quran and it opened to these verses. And that gave him that strength once again. That if he had to take on that position, how many laws of the Sharia he had to minus, in fact, put it one side and give this, and that is kufr in itself, give this preference. So why I'm saying this here is, to become a mayor, to become a president, to become all of this, you have to fit into their system. And automatically, once you fit into their system, it's already a system of kufr. You'll have to bend so many laws of Islam, like this prostitution view and the rest. And why I said Google is because it is all there. It is their views on certain things, on most things. So for us to combat it, we'll have to present our own search engine and have our beautiful propaganda, which we can share with the rest of the world so that they can come to the truth. That's the way we can fight back. But as long as we have to go onto their system, there's always going to be something that we have to bend or something of that sort.
Yeah, you're completely finished when you go into politics in a non-Muslim country. And it's not too much better in a Muslim country than going into politics. But just getting the not the visa, but the citizenship. Okay, you have to take that oath of citizenship to America or Britain or to wherever, which is problematic. Okay, because you have to give up your allegiance to anything other than that particular country. So your allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to give that up to pledge allegiance to America. So just starting getting the citizenship is a big problem. Okay, and then when you want to go into politics, now it's even worse. If you get elected, you're going to have to swear on the Bible or the Quran if you want to uphold the laws of the country, even though the laws of the country are against the Sharia. And it's funny, you know, in America is a big thing now that we don't want Sharia law. We don't want Sharia law. Okay? Now, Sharia law doesn't allow for prostitution. Okay, we strike down against prostitutes. Okay, both the man using the prostitute and the prostitute. Okay, but here a so-called Muslim is going against Sharia law. Okay, and promoting this type of activity, and no one is saying anything about that. Mm-hmm. So they want it both ways. All right. They don't want Sharia law, but when this guy's coming up with something like this, how come they're not complaining? Right? Very few of the people are complaining that he wants to allow this, legalized prostitution. So that's where the country is going right now, down a rabbit hole.
And we often see this here, that when someone with a Muslim name, we get so overexcited. But the reality then is we see the true colors that comes out. where this plan, just yesterday, in fact, I was mentioning it earlier on this program, yesterday this Hindu neighbor of mine, he asked me this question. He said that, see, tomorrow is 7th of October, it's been 2 years now. I can understand, he's saying to me, I can understand India is why they are not participating. And we are just questioning, for us, it's just shocking to see that there's no Muslim support. There's no, the Muslim countries, neighbors, nothing from there. And he's expressing to me thereafter how he cannot sleep at night because he sees on the BBC, on CNN, and babies dying due to hunger. He then also mentioned to me, this is like Hitler's, what he did there. This is exactly what Netanyahu is doing. But the key issue, he says, how come there's no Muslim support? So I had to explain to him then, and I said, these are not Muslims. Their names are Muslims. That is the whole catch in it. And Dajjal is going to come with the same, similar mission. That's why it's preparing for the coming of Dajjal, because it looks very good. But in it, it's filled with all these thorns. And to break your iman, it's going to break you, turn you, topple you this way, that way. You're not going to understand what's happening to you. So then he said, okay, yeah, that makes sense now. That these people are not Muslims, and this was a systematic strategic plan of theirs since 1967 or even before that. Let's put our people in these neighboring countries of Palestine. We put our leaders so that they will serve our interests and they won't use their weapons against us. In fact, they will support us.
Yeah. Again, it started back when the Khalifa was taken down by the Afrin Ataturk. And even Saad taking down the Khalifa, the Muslims fighting, Muslims fighting against the Khalifa, okay, with the help of the British and the French. And then once the Khalifa was taken down, then we became nation states. Mm. We're only concerned about our own particular geography. And that's been it. People couldn't see it during Corona. How the Muslim Ummah just totally failed that test. Okay, we have our own medicine, we have our own way of going about fighting diseases and things like this, and we gave it all up for Dr. Fauci. Okay, we just followed him blindly. Okay, and now all the information is coming out there that he was lying. All right. He said, no, I'm not going to go to Israel. I'm more concerned about the Jews that are here in New York as their mayor. Okay. I will meet them in the subway train. I will meet them in the synagogues and temples. I will meet them in their houses. And I will listen to their concerns. All right. So the Jews love him. Okay. The Hindus love him. The Muslims love him. Everybody loves him. Because he says all the things that everybody likes to hear in front of them. Hmm. Okay? So, and that's a typical Shia. Hmm. All right? He's doing tequila with everybody.
Yes.
And it works. It'll work. It'll work in New York. New York hasn't seen that yet.
I love that example you've given of the chameleon and tequila. Just, it fits perfectly because that is exactly what the Shia is. In front of us, they will be the most Sunni that you could find. And that's why people say, but look how they just they promote what we promote. They believe what we believe. What's the difference? The difference, go to their books, then you see the difference. And that's exactly, prostitution, in their words, is mutah. So it's, and they call it nikah, temporary nikah.
Yeah.
1 hour. So we say, okay, come, you, if you say this is true, then you've got daughters, why not hand them over? Then they say, no, this year is, you see, it's got to be going in circles then. Make dua for us, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.